Masechet Kelim Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. We learned in the last Mishnah, if you have multiple stoves that were made by all different stones arranged near each other, and in between each two of them you had a fire burning and you put a pot on top of it, the Tum'ah of one set does not affect the Tum'ah of the other set. So we'll elaborate on that rule. Shalosh Avanim She'asa Anshe Tekirim Kirayim. If you have three stones that were in a row and they were made into two stoves, so the middle one was helping on both sides. Nitmet ahat min ha'itzona. If one of the outside stones, you have three, one, two, three. So if the first or the third one become tameh, let's say that sheretz entered the space between it and the middle stone, and the other one remained fully tahor. Ha'em sa'it ha'meshameshet et ha'teme'ah teme'ah. So what do we do with the middle stone? The side of the middle stone that serves with the tameh stone to form that bridge together that has a stove with the fire burning between them, that side of the rock becomes tameh, but the side of the middle stone that serves together with the pure tahor stone to serve as a stove is still tahor. We divide the stove in half. The half facing the tameh stone is tameh, and the half facing the tahor stone is tahor. Nitilah tehorah. If the outer stone was removed, so now the tahor stove no longer exists. Huh letah em sa'it l'teme'ah. The middle stone becomes completely, fully given over to the tameh stone. So now it's completely tameh. Nitilah teme'ah. Huh letah em sa'it l'tehorah. But if, let's say, the tameh stone was removed, the tameh stove no longer exists, and the middle stone becomes completely the involvement of the tahor stone, and now it's completely tahor. We discussed here, when you have three stones, you get two stoves, right? Because the middle one is serving as a bridge for both of the outer ones. Here, we'll talk about the law if both stoves become tameh. If both of the outer rocks or stones become tameh, let's say sheretz fell into each of the two stoves, the law for the middle stone is as follows. Im haitah emsa'it gedola. If the middle stone was very large, so that when I was using that rock, that middle stone, for both stoves, I was putting a pot on one side of it and a pot on another side of it. Im haitah emsa'it gedola, v'noten lazo kefi shefita mikan, v'lazo kede shefita mikan. Let's say I put the pot on top of that rock, and the pot took up part of the stone. And then on the other side, I put a pot on top of that part of the rock, and it took up part of the stone. But the middle section is not being used. So we say both of those parts that are being used become tameh, the ones that pot rests on. V'hashi'ar tahor, but the rest of the middle stone is tahor. But if the middle stone was small, which means less than the amount needed to rest and to have the both pots balanced on it, the entire rock is tameh. Now we'll talk about where both stoves were tameh, and the middle stone is removed, and the two outer ones remain in place. Nitilah em sa'it, if the middle stone was removed, im yachol lishpot aleha yorah gedola, if the gap between the two remaining stones is not so big. So if I took a very large pot, it could be balanced between the two outer stones, teme'ah, it's still tameh, because the two tameh stones remain, could still be used as a stove. Hechzira tehorah, but if he then put the middle stone back in its place, it becomes tahor. If the two outer stones become now again two stove arrangements, it's a new arrangement, and therefore it's not the same one that can be used to balance the large pot. So therefore everything is tahor, everything is starts over again. The two stove arrangement didn't exist when the middle stone was removed, and you have the extra wide stove now that was left in its place. So now you broke that by returning the middle stone. If he then put clay, he reattached the middle stone to the ground using clay, which is like a new stone, it's fit to become tameh from now on. When, as long as you heat it up enough, so now it could cook a chicken egg on it, like any new stone or new oven.